That's what I know what donut is.
I don't really know the definition other than that it would be dough with, like if it's a cinnamon danish inside, it would be a layer of cinnamon type stuff, and on top would be some kind of icing.
And what's that sweet white stuff on top of a coffee cake or a sweet roll? It's called icing? Okay. And what do you call a donut with that stuff on top of it?
I guess icing, though.
Okay. But that'd be, how would you distinguish between a donut, just a regular donut you buy down there, and one, say, a donut
like a cake
frosting.
Donut.
Okay, you want to be, you want a frosting to be a cake donut then. And the other one would be
glazed. Or you could call it glazed.
Okay,
yeah.
The other one would be glazed for a plain donut. Okay. What about one with jelly stuff or sweet stuff inside of it? What do you call that?
Jelly donut.
Okay. And what is a rectangular frosted donut? It doesn't have a hole, it's sort of long and rectangular. Have you ever heard of a Long John?
No.
Okay. Have you ever heard of Bismarck?
No.
And what about that twisted donuts, you know, the twisted little shapes on it?
Oh, I've seen them, I don't know.
Okay, but you just call them donuts?
I've heard somebody say the name, but I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What's this called?
Ring.
Okay. What is knee-length shorts called, or almost in the long shorts that people might wear?
Marvel from Michigan wears them, I don't know.
Well, have you ever heard of called Bermuda shorts?
I've heard that, but not applied to long ones. They would be this type of material, or usually if they're plaid, I've heard of called Bermuda shorts.
And perhaps they're longer than knee length, sort of mid-calf length. Have you ever heard those, seen women wear them, or have you heard anyone call that pants?
No.
Okay. What about shorts that are not knee-length, but they're shorter and like that? Do you call them
cut-offs? Things? Well, if they're cut-off blue jeans, call them cut-offs.
Cut-off blue jeans. What would you call clothes that somebody else had worn that somebody...
Hand-me-downs.
Okay. And what would you call somebody that had very good-looking clothes on, really looked sharp, wearing really sharp? Would you say?
Sharp dresser.
Okay. Where do you store winter clothes in the closet during the summer?
Closet, or maybe.
Okay. And if you want to put them all the way out of the room, out of the way, you want
chest
to store
drawers,
them.
Maybe.
Okay, in the chest, maybe. Have you ever heard of the garment bag?
No, really.
Okay. What kind of shoes do men and women wear? Give me some types of shoes.
Tennis shoes, boots, slippers, which would be just plain hard, so dress shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Women high heels and sandals. And of course, boots too. You wear flip flops in the shower, something like that. Sometimes on the beach, I guess. So. I guess that's about all.
Okay, what about hairstyles? How do men and women wear their hairstyles?
Crew cut or burr cut, those aren't around very much anymore. And women can say wear their hair up if they've got it styled, kind of. Or
what do you call that then? You
what?
Call it up when they have it up on their head like that. Women have it up.
Just have their hair up.
Okay, just sure. Have it up.
Say they've been to the beauty shop.
You sure can see a lot of that around here, though, and that's a pretty popular style for women.
And of course, some people now have their hair kinked, and some of them have it froze, afro. And then there's shags, and just different. I don't know.
Okay, well, that's pretty many. What do you call a man or a boy who acts like a woman or has womanish ways? I don't mean someone who's queer, but someone who acts kind of like a woman. What would you call him?
Effeminate.
Okay. Any other names for it?
Sissy.
What do you call a male homosexual?
Say he's gay or he's queer, he's bae.